Look before you cook.
Why not become the sponsor of this news report? Contact 89.7 FM.
This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Laura Devoy. New data has revealed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are being removed from their parents at record rates. A report by the peak body for Indigenous children, SNAKE, has found there were nearly 23,000 Indigenous children in out-of-home care. 41% of children in out-of-home care were Indigenous, despite only making up 6% of the total child population. Co-author and SNAKE Chief Executive Catherine Little told the ABC Indigenous organisations need more funding for prevention and early intervention programs.
The number of dollars going into the Aboriginal community controlled sector is only 6%. So this tells us that something's going fundamentally wrong in how we care for children, how we care for communities, and how we invest in the services that work. And that's the point of the Family Matters Report, is to tell the story, provide the recommendations, and give the stepping stones for action.
An Australian woman who consumed drinks suspected to have been laced with methanol has died. 19-year-old Bianca Jones and her friend Holly Bowles were holidaying in Laos when they fell ill after consuming the drinks. Bianca's family confirmed her passing in a statement to News Corp, saying they were comforted by the knowledge that her spirit touched so many lives. Holly remains in hospital in Thailand. An American man and two Danish women have also died. Parliamentarians from across the political aisle have condemned those involved in anti-Israel vandalism in Sydney's east. Two vehicles were set alight and nine others, as well as three premises, were spray-painted with offensive graffiti last night. The damage bill is estimated to be over $100,000. Labor MP Josh Burns says all Australians deserve to feel safe.
This is not about politics. This is about making sure Australians can be safe in their homes and in their streets. And the sort of vandalism and the sort of violence we saw last night has no place in Australia and is rightly condemned right across the political aisle.
Liberal Senator Dave Sharma says differences of opinion, particularly about the conflict in the Middle East, should not be weaponised.
It's quite legitimate for us to have different points of view about how that conflict should be managed and what Australia's position should be on it. But what we have historically always been quite strict at maintaining and enforcing in Australia is making sure that overseas conflicts are not allowed to spill out into Australia, and differences of opinion about overseas conflict cannot be weaponised and used.
It's one of the leading threats to the survival of the nation's koala population, and now ongoing medical support led by conservation organisation Aussie Ark is helping to safeguard one of the nation's most genetically robust populations from chlamydia. The group of eight wild koalas living in the Barrington Wildlife Sanctuary are the focus of the monitoring and treatment program. Aussie Ark's Tim Faulkner explains the aim of the project.
If we succeed, and we will, our koalas will become some of the most valuable cohort of the species in our nation.
Koala populations are declining nationwide, with some predicting the species could be extinct in the wild as early as 2050. Turning to sport, in golf, hundreds of people attended the Royal Queensland Golf Club in Brisbane today as the Australian PGA Championship got underway. Cameron Smith, Jason Day and Minwoo Lee were among the stars in action. Lee had the best start with four birdies in his first six holes, but it was Elvis Smiley who was on top of the leaderboard after the first round at six under par. He had a one-shot lead over Joel Gerbach. Smith, Day and Mark Leishman were in a tie for third at four under.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Music intake requests are now open. Text them through on 0418 897 897 or send them through 897fm.com.au.
Get it on together.
89.7 FM. the music. I hate the music.
Playing the best in WA music, 89.7 FM.
And it all gets a little bit blurry, hard to see clearly.
Can't go back in time.
And it all gets a little bit blurry, hard to see clearly.
Can't uncross that line.
And it all gets a little bit blurry, hard to see clearly.
Can't go back in time.
And it all gets a little bit blurry, hard to see clearly.
I'm having chili and wine, it's paper thin. No resolve. I said I needed space, but I couldn't be told.
Couldn't be told.
I try to set my own. Block for kitschies in my way. I'm somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
For a gift for that special person in your life? Maybe for an anniversary, a loyal employee, or a birthday, or graduation. Whatever the reason, station sponsor Grazie Gifts have a massive range of gift basket and hamper options to suit all occasions. So, to choose the right gift for that special person and order online, visit grazie.com.au. That's grazie.com.au.
Have you ever wanted to look at the stars up close? Well, now you can. Station sponsor the Gravity Discovery Centre will open a whole new world of amazement for you. Located north of Perth, just off Indian Ocean Drive, the Gravity Discovery Centre has something for everyone, with a great range of attractions. Climb the Leaning Tower, explore the Cosmology Gallery, get up close in the Biodiversity Gallery, and take in the marvels of the Milky Way at the Observatory. For more information, bookings and tickets, go to gravitysanta.com.au.
If you marked an X on the map of Perth for every investment property managed by Exceed Property Management, there'd be so many X's you'd be hard-pressed to read the map. That's because station sponsor Exceed Real Estate are one of Perth's largest and most successful property managers. Exceed delivers exceptional service, excellent performance, and extraordinary reliability. In property management, X means Exceed Real Estate. Life is better with Exceed.
Along WA's Sunset Coast, Ocean Reef's 89.7 FM.
Love. young. Hey man, what does that look like walking down the street? Hey, Bruce. Hey, Moon.
Moon, what?
Hey, what are you doing back in town?
What? Hey. Man, I didn't even know what city I was in.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
where's that guy?
Something to say? Or want to request text us? 0418 897 897. Music on 89.7 FM.
Never seen anything like it. You fall something so hard until it breaks. We all make mistakes. Back to where we started. Blindingly wholehearted once again. Certain once again. Power lines,
station sponsor.
Another infection is beginning to spread. We've been here before, but we're still learning about this new virus and we can't make any assumptions. We need your team to develop a rapid diagnostic test. Can you do it?
Every single day, biomedical science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
You're at work in the crane moving large chunks of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of community radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on...
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
On WA's Sunset Coast, Wanneroo's 89.7 FM.
It's like we just can't help ourselves. Cause we don't know.
Semaphore. We are
falls when you're on the rise. I kinda hate the sun when it hits your eyes. Let me see your face down at the right time. I wanna see you melt in the summer heat then. I wanna see you cry crawling back to me then. I wanna see your face down on the wrong side. Could've picked it from the start. How you break your love is hard. Violet girl. Not fooling anyone with the golden chain. Got me chained up, that's my bad luck. Now I'm the one face down and on the wrong side. And say his name, but I should have told ya. He's been firing up the city like a broken soldier. Going from the face down on the boulevard. Could have picked it from the start. How you break a lover's heart. Violet girl. And behind that pretty face is the only one to blame.
Here's another classic hit on 89.7 FM.
We'll be right back.
along WA's Sunset Coast. Yanchep's 89.7 FM.
We've got more orders than we can handle and more coming. Now there's a bottleneck. What is the ongoing impact of, like, switching off paid search? Well, let's hear from our new recruit. What do you think?
Every single day, business graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
89.7 FM.
The Community File.
BlindSportsWA.com.au helps blind and vision impaired people of all ages to participate in sport and recreation, have fun and build friendships. Sport and recreation gives everyone a better chance of doing well at school, work or home, assists with coordination and balance, improves sleep, enhances social and life skills and creates a greater sense of well-being. BlindSportsWA.com.au believes sport should be part of everyone's life regardless of ability and vision impairment. Find your sport at blindsportswa.com.au. There is a sport for everyone.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
89.7 FM.
Subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outline standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the Codes of Practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
Do you own a business? Are you listening to this ad right now? Well, we could put your business right here, and it's cheaper than you might think. For more information, go to 897fm.com.au and contact sales.
Give your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Laura Devoy. The Prime Minister has paid tribute to Melbourne woman Bianca Jones, who has died after a suspected mass methanol poisoning. The 19-year-old was holidaying in Laos with her friend Holly Bowles, also aged 19, when they fell ill after consuming drinks suspected to have been laced with methanol. Ms. Jones died in hospital in Thailand, while Ms. Bowles remains in a critical condition. An American man and two Danish women have also died. Anthony Albanese paid tribute to Ms. Jones in Parliament.
Bianca's trip should have been a joyous time and a source of fond memories in years to come. Memories that she should have carried with her into the long, bright future that lay ahead of her. It is beyond sad that this was not to be. We also take this moment to say we're thinking of Bianca's friend, Holly Bowles, who is fighting for her life.
Students are having to wait for access to anti-bullying and digital safety education programs due to increasing demand. Dolly's Dream says it has a long wait list of schools looking to engage with its workshops. Head of Dolly's Dream, Sally Sweeney, says the demand is being exacerbated by a lack of availability to mental health services. A Labor-led parliamentary human rights committee has joined crossbench MPs, the Greens, rights groups and legal experts in raising the alarm over a bill that would allow Australia to pay countries to accept deportees. The bill has been scrutinised in a Senate inquiry after passing the House of Representatives. In its report, the bipartisan committee said detaining and removing non-citizens may limit several human rights. It also raised concerns about the amendments allowing the government to reverse previous protection findings for refugees and reimpose ankle monitors and curfews. In its submission to the inquiry, the Human Rights Law Centre described the bill as a form of unconstitutional punishment. The Federal Treasurer has directed an independent multi-billion dollar fund to prioritise investments in housing, renewable energy and infrastructure. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The Future Fund was first established in 2006 with a primary aim of making money and to pay for federal government employee pensions. Around $60 billion was initially set aside for the fund, which has grown through investments to over $200 billion. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he is supportive of the fund and has no intention of fundamentally changing the operation of the fund.
The government will not be directing specific investments being made by the fund.
The opposition has been critical of the decision, suggesting the government is politicising the multi-billion dollar future fund. Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
000 call takers in Victoria were forced to use pen and paper to dispatch emergency services for almost 2 hours yesterday due to a system crash. 000 Victoria's computer-aided dispatch system was hit by an unplanned outage about 5:30 yesterday afternoon. It stopped the automatic dispatch of the nearest available police, fire and ambulance crews. Backup measures were enacted before the automatic system was operating again about 7:15 last night. Premier Jacinta Allen says the cause and potential impacts of the outage were under investigation. Turning to sport, the Perth Scorchers have won the toss and elected to bat first in their WBBL clash against the Sydney Sixers. The match is the first of a doubleheader at Hobart's Belrive Oval today. Later, the Hobart Hurricanes will face the Melbourne Renegades.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Join Alan and Rhonda for Thursday kickback from 3 to 6 p.m.
What you gonna do with that empty bowl?
They knew that they'd find freedom just across the Jersey line. So they hopped into a stolen car, took Highway 99. Monkey Man, even back in childhood he wanted to see him in the can. Jan got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. She made secret calls to the Monkey Man from a mansion on the hill. It was out on Thunder Road, Tweeter at the wheel. They crashed into paradise, they could hear them tires squeal. The undercover cop pulled up and said, every one of you's a liar. If you don't surrender now, gonna go down to the wire.
And the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
An ambulance rolled up, a straight trooper close behind. Tweeter took his gun his mind. The undercover cop was left tied up to a tree near the souvenir stand by the old abandoned factory. Next day the undercover cop was a hot in pursuit. He was taking the whole thing personal. He didn't care about the loot. Janet told him many times it was you to me who taught that Jersey anything's legal as long as you don't get caught.
Classic Gold
on 89.7 FM.
support and promote West Australian artists just like this one.
In my dreams, we rode into the sunset. We were young and restless from the start. I held out my hand, you took control, stole a piece of my heart. The breeze was blowing and love was flowing free. Had you riding shotgun, baby, holding me crazy, the fun had just begun. We were young and free, shooting the breeze, and that's how it's meant to be.
Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The Community File.
Improve your reading and writing. Read Right Now is a volunteer program that offers free literacy tutoring to adults. Available in the Wanneroo and Joondalup areas, an hour and a half once a week is all you need to improve your literacy. No textbooks or exams. To find out more, call 1800 018 802.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website at 897fm.com.au.
From the new stuff
to the classics,
897 FM.
You left your light on. You know I'm here. The night is thin.
lover is wrong. Let me open your back door. I just need to touch you once more. Oh.
Forget last night. Yeah, how we drove along the Yarra. How we sang harmonies to Carol King. These 3 years now just gone, they are the legends of my mind. We both kneel at these rocks to drink out the memory. You are the tunes in my head, my ribs,
Happy birthday, Helen. Happy birthday, Helen.
Turn me inside out and round.
want to fast forward to every weekend, press play Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM.
Now, 89.7 FM.
Looking for a better way, hoping you could find it for a brighter day, but you got blindsided. You got a power no one can take from you. You got the strength to shine what it takes to see it through. All of your kids, all of your worries, all of your problems you leave behind. All of your kids, all of your troubles, all of your problems out of your mind. Looking for a higher freedom, sick of push and shove. Yeah, can you hear them? You got a power no one can take from you. You got the strength to shine what it takes to see it through. All of your kids, all of your worries, all of your problems. Water flows strong.
from you. You got the strength to shine what it takes to see it through. All of your kiss, all of your worries, all of your problems you leave behind. All of your kiss.
Okay, team. Our new airport check-in system isn't delivering what we need. People are frustrated with waiting times and the lack of scheduling information. We need to design a better experience. Any ideas?
Every single day, design graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
Are you part of a community group searching for new members or looking to promote your upcoming event? Head to the City of Wanneroo's community directory and register your group today. The online directory can be found at wanneroo.wa.gov.au/community directory.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Listen live. Play back your favourite shows and see track info live with our 89.7 FM app. Just search your app store.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your finger.
Yeah.
You won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
I'm Music Gold on 89.7 FM.
It don't matter to me if you really feel that you need some time to be free. Time to go out searching for yourself, hoping to find time to go to find. Don't matter to me if you take up with someone who's better than me, 'cause your happiness is all I want for you to find. Keep your peace of mind. A lot of people have an ego hang up 'cause they wanna be the only. How many came before? It really doesn't matter, just as long as you're the last. Everybody moving on and trying to find out what's been missing in the past. And it don't matter to me if your searching brings you back together with me, 'cause they'll all. Don't matter to me.
But you do, I want you so bad, 'cause you made more to me. there's no way to pretend I want you so bad, even though it's the start of the end. I want you so bad, even though there's no way, to pretend.
Stream us on any device, Apple, Android or PC, 897fm.com.au.
Catching the vibe that's so infectious and now contagious. Oh, you gotta, you wanna get into the club. It started an epidemic. The record's spinning like it's stuck in the groove. And the dance floor's calling like it's waiting for you. So the DJ's spinning like it's something to prove. So just go ahead and check somebody.
WA.com.au helps blind and vision impaired people of all ages to participate in sport and recreation, have fun and build friendships. Sport and recreation gives everyone a better chance of doing well at school, work or home, assists with coordination and balance, improves sleep, enhances social and life skills and creates a greater sense of well-being. Blindsportswa.com.au believes sport should be a part of everyone's life regardless of ability and vision impairment. Find your sport at blindsportswa.com.au. There is a sport for everyone.
proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
89.7 FM subscribes to the Community Broadcasting Codes of Practice, which outlines standards relating to program content, including news and current affairs, Australian music, and sponsorship announcements. The codes also outline the principles of diversity, independence, and volunteerism for community broadcasting. If you have a complaint regarding something you have heard on this station, you should put your complaint in writing and send it to the station. If you would like a copy of the codes of practice, visit www.cbaa.org.au.
We get a lot of satisfaction when, for instance, we go to a house, there's no food for the night, and we are able to provide a good meal that evening and enough food to see them through.
I've been doing it for nearly 20 years and I would not give it up for the world, because it's just been such a joy. I've got more out of it than I've ever given to it, because I know that it's somehow doing a little bit of help to somebody.
Change lives, including yours. Volunteer at Vinnie's. To find out more, go to vinnies.org.au.
This report is brought to you by, well, it could be you. Contact the office of 89.7 FM to become a sponsor of this news report. This is 89.7 FM News.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Laura Devoy. The Foreign Minister is urging Australians to be aware of the risks of drink spiking after an Australian woman who consumed a drink laced with methanol died. 19-year-olds Bianca Jones and Holly Bowles were holidaying in Laos when they fell ill after consuming drinks suspected to have been laced with methanol. Ms. Jones died in hospital in Thailand, while Ms. Bowles remains in a critical condition. At least three other people have also died. Penny Wong says it's crucial Australians who travel overseas are aware of the risks.
Drink spiking and methanol poisoning are far too common in too many parts of the world. So at this time, I would say to parents, to young people, please have a conversation about risks. Please inform yourselves. Please let's work together to ensure this tragedy doesn't happen again.
Second-hand clothing donated to charity shops in Melbourne is being sent overseas, forcing local retailers to import similar apparel from Europe or the United States. A global study has revealed many charity shops are sending donated clothes to landfill, either because they're too damaged to be resold or they don't have the resources to sort them. 92 million tonnes of textiles goes to waste each year, and there are fears that could double by the end of this decade. Co-author Dr. Yassi Sami from RMIT University told National Radio News there are many ways Australia could improve textile recycling onshore.
Sorting is a very expensive process, so we have to see how we can tackle the cost, and we can do sort of sharing resources, providing facilities, supporting charities to have permanent staff to do the sorting, or have more volunteers.
Sydney's train shutdown has been called off following crisis talks between the Rail, Tram and Bus Union and the New South Wales Government. The state government has reportedly agreed to one of the union's demands to run 24-hour services from tonight until Sunday. Former Labor leader Bill Shorten has reflected on his parliamentary and union career in his valedictory speech in federal parliament. The member for Maribyrnong was first elected in 2007 after being National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union. He led the Labor Party for 6 years in opposition and served in the portfolios of financial services and superannuation, workplace relations, and most recently the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Mr. Shorten says the NDIS is one of his greatest achievements.
The NDIS belongs alongside Medicare and superannuation as examples of Australian exceptionalism in building the fair go. Yeah. In creating the NDIS, we didn't look to international precedent, but instead we created a global precedent.
Turning to sport, in golf, hundreds of people attended the Royal Queensland Golf Club in Brisbane today as the Australian PGA Championship got underway. Cameron Smith, Jason Day and Minwoo Lee were among the stars in action. Lee had the best start with four birdies in his first six holes, but it was Elvis Smiley who was on top of the leaderboard after the first round at 6 under. He had a one-shot lead over Joel Gerbach. Smith, Day and Mark Leishman were in a tie for third at 4 under. In finance, the Australian Australian share market has ended relatively flat at 8,323, and the Australian dollar is buying just over 65 US cents.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Join Dave and Connor Elliott every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. as they play everyone's British favourites from generations past and today from a variety of genres, coupled together with news, interviews, and much more. The Half the World Away show will be right up your alley on 89.7 FM.
need you, I'll treat you right.
On 89.7 FM.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools and say, ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freaky. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. And now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the in the best-selling show. Is it live on Mars?
Proud to play WA music.
This is 89.7 FM.
bite your nails as days go by. Hopeful future in his eye. Then all just passes by. Golden man moved on. Times have changed, there is no doubt. In good hands, sold but not. Forgotten road, broken now. Golden man moved on. And the times that we climb to the top of the hill, and we roll back down again. Won't you save me a space inside your heart before we reach the end? All right now.
Sponsor.
Okay, team. Our new airport check-in system isn't delivering what we need. People are frustrated with waiting times and the lack of scheduling information. We need to design a better experience. Any ideas?
Every single day, design graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Community File.
If you are a Stirling Libraries member, you can access free downloadable resources straight from the City's website. Visit the City's website at stirling.wa.gov.au and search for Digital Library.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
A reminder to slow down to 40 kilometres per hour around school zones from 2:30 PM to 4 PM.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go, and if it's real, well, I don't want to know. Thank you.
a slow day, and the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to a song. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. Oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump shot, it's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and babies. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Get ready to skank as we take you one step beyond with Dave Lister Elliott on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
You go, and now you're right outside.
Every year, hundreds of schools around WA have their school photos taken by a specialist school photographer. And Capture Photography has been doing this for over 17 years. No other school photographer puts as much effort into providing WA's highest quality photographic products. If you are part of a school management team, a PNC member, or even a parent wanting the very finest school photos, get in touch with the team at capture.com.au. That's Capture with a K. Station sponsor.
The average person spends 44 minutes a day thinking about food. At OzHarvest, thinking about food is a full-time job because we're always looking for new ways to nourish our country and combat food waste and hunger. Every day, we rescue quality surplus food across Australia and deliver it to those who'd otherwise go hungry. And you can help. Every dollar donated to OzHarvest can provide two meals to people in need. Visit ozharvest.org. Thought for food.
Radio is a very effective way to get into people's ears. Like I'm in your ear right now. Get your business into people's ears. Go to 897fm.com.au and see what we can do to grow your business.
This is new music on 897FM.
Starting of a trend, and everything was fading as this all came to an end. Where was the spotlight to counter my defense? But all their minds were made up. There's no preacher for penance. 'Cause I'd like to explain myself.
Reminder to slow down to 40 kilometres per hour around school zones from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
We'll be right back. your world with Shades of Punk. Shades of Punk, Thursdays from 8 p.m. on 89.7 FM.
Target. But storage and transportation is still too inefficient to scale it up. I need you to find a solution to make it viable.
Every single day, engineering graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been committed to improving the health of Australia's remote and rural communities for over 86 years. Last year, our emergency rescue and essential healthcare services touched the lives of more than 280,000 Australians. That's one person every 2 minutes.